There's a question that most reps fail to ask that you absolutely must ask during your sales meetings with potential clients and even with your existing clients. On this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to discuss it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our upcoming webinar, How to Rock Your Virtual Meetings and Demos. It's coming up on August 12th. Going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast, but if you'd like to learn more now, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rock the meeting. So there is this question that most, and I'm telling you, it's got to be up there around 98, 99% of the sales reps that I've come across, and certainly ones that I've led in some of the sales teams that where I was in a leadership position. And there's a question they fail to ask. And the question is a question that is absolutely essential. I mean, seriously, it can dramatically change the trajectory of the sales cycle. It is really that important. And the question centers around getting access to additional stakeholders in the meeting. And it's a question you really need to ask toward the end of the meeting. Now, the thing that you need to know is that depending on what you sell, and especially in some of the more complex deals that you guys are working, there are multiple meetings that you have. So I'm not suggesting that you just ask this question once. This needs to be asked at the end of every single meeting that you have. So it goes something like this, just to let you know. You're simply going to ask. Now, there's a part one and a part two to this. Part one, I'm going to get a lot of eye rolls. You guys are going to say, well, that's real basic, and you know, here goes Captain Obvious, and you guys know my response to that. That really doesn't mean dick if you're not doing it, right? I mean, I know lots of shit. It doesn't mean I'm doing it. So you've got to, like, I'm looking for everyone to become a humble student right now. And humble students, when they hear something they know, they do the sales 101 reality check. You know what that is? It's when you say to yourself, when you catch yourself saying, I know that, or that sales 101, you simply have to ask your ego to leave the room and say, okay, now that I know it's sales 101 and it's obvious and it's basic and everybody knows that, am I actually doing it? Not I've done it in the past, because again, that really doesn't mean anything. I've done lots of shit in the past that I got away from whatever reason. Doesn't mean I'm doing it today. So the part one of this question that you're going to ask is simply saying, who else besides yourself? Now, if there's multiple people in the meeting, you're going to change that to plural. Who else besides yous guys is what we would say here in New York. Now, you're going to say, who else besides yourselves should join us next time? Now, before we go on to part two, part two is something that you're, again, the first part of it, you're aware of, yeah, okay, you know, there's really nothing that dynamic about what Castain told us to do. The second part really is going to be an asset to you, more so even than the first part. But here's the thing that I want to explain to you before we go on and then put it all together. The reason why I'm telling you to ask this question at the end of every single meeting, there's really a few reasons. The first reason is that you have to understand something. Usually when we're setting the appointment, at least I hope you're doing this, when you're setting the appointment, you're asking for access at that point to to additional stakeholders. And notice how I'm saying stakeholders. I'm not saying highest level decision maker. Because you see, I think that that's a half truth in sales. When we were taught, you've got to get the highest level decision maker and on the deals. That's a half truth because yes, it's absolutely true in the sense of being able to remove internal obstacles, internal politics, signing ability to get other people to get their shit together and you know, align with you so that you can make this happen, right? So they are critical to the process, there's no doubt. But they lack something. And what I'm saying is, oh, by the way, when I say, but they lack something, I'm not saying, so neglect them and go to the lowest level. No, that would that would be nutty, right? So what I'm saying here is that we, in addition to that highest level decision maker, we need other stakeholders. And most of those stakeholders, if not all of them, are actually going to be lower in the chain than that highest level decision maker. And the reason why we do this is that, remember, I love high-level decision makers, but one thing that we have to acknowledge is that many times they're removed from the day-to-day and therefore the benefits of your solution on the day-to-day level, in the, you know, from a trench level, like people who are doing the stuff each and every day. So you need those people in the meeting to kind of report and weigh in from that perspective. And, you know, last but not least, and perhaps a different way of saying everything I've just said, remember, those high-level decision makers are looking at things from the 30,000-foot view. And many times, they're aware of things. They're simply not aware of the nuts and bolts part of it. They're simply not aware of the impact that individual is having that they can weigh in on and help solidify the case. So that's one of the reasons why you're doing it. The other reason why you're asking for access other times is because, you know, you're earning trust as you go along. At least I would hope so. So that first time when you're asking for access, hey, if you're able to get access that first time out, God bless, that's awesome, right? But a lot of people have been burned. A lot of people, it's just human nature not to give you full disclosure or full access until they just see what you're about. Make sure you're a straight shooter. You're someone that's not going to make them look like an asshole to their boss or their peers or whatever. So, you know, there's a little bit of a courtship that's going on here. So hopefully, if you're doing your job right, you're gaining trust as you go along, and therefore you should continue to ask for access and hopefully get a higher level of access to the stakeholders than you had than when you set that initial appointment. But the other reason why we continue to ask is because deals kind of take on a life of their own. And as we go on in the deal, sometimes they become more complex. But certainly what happens now as we go along, there may be a need for other people now to weigh in that maybe they weren't necessary at the very beginning or maybe, you know, at that particular stage of the courtship. So that's the other reason why you want to continually ask. So part one of the question that you ask is simply going to be, who else besides yourself, or if it's multiple people, who else besides yourselves should join us next time? Now, the second part is critical, because what we want to do is we want to help them think of people who should, you know, join us in the meeting. Because in that moment, they're thinking of a million other things. Chances are, especially if you're asking this at the end of the meeting, I'm encouraging you to ask this at the end of the meeting, because once again, hopefully, you have an even higher level of trust. You've established an even higher level of trust than you had 30 minutes prior or 45 minutes prior, an hour prior, when you started the meeting. So what you're going to do at the very end is, you know, you want to help them think of categories because they've been thinking about everything else you've been talking about, everything else that transpired. Maybe you kind of struck a nerve with them, hopefully through your questions and your, you know, your demo and so forth. You've emotionally charged them, right? You've gotten the emotions going because that's so important in getting the people off of the fence of indifference. So now they're thinking about all that stuff, and then you come along and basically say, hey, who else should join us in the next meeting? It's almost like, let me give you just a crazy way of thinking about this. And maybe it's just my little feeble brain here at play. Probably is, by the way. Who knows? And, you know, so many times I'm having a conversation with my wife, and we're talking about bunch of other things because we go all over the place when we're talking because we don't see each other a tremendous, you know, amount of time. And, you know, we're catching up on a lot of things between things with the kids, things going on her job, my job, life itself, her parents who are getting up there in years, my family, you know, you name it, everything. We're all over the damn place. And then somehow the conversation gets into maybe some tasks that we have to do. And my wife will ask me, you know, I'm going to be going to the grocery store tomorrow. What are some things that you can think of that we need? Now, you know, my brain hasn't been in that spot too much because we've been talking about all the other shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It takes me a little while to get in that mode of thinking. Not that it's like a really difficult question. I mean, if I can't answer that question, I shouldn't be training sales reps, right? Like, I don't know, right? But I mean, it just takes me a minute to think about because we weren't on that topic. We were on something else. And it's the same thing in your meetings. They can't be expected to tell you what they need from the grocery store. I'm kidding. Now, they can't be expected to just snap into that you know, thought process. So you want to help them. And so you're going to think of categories of people that you want to suggest to them. And I'm going to tell you how to word it in a minute. And the best way for you to think of categories of people to invite or have them suggest should join us on the next meeting, you're going to think of three words: up, down, and across. Up, down, and across. So someone who's up is going to be someone that's going to be higher up in the organization. And you know, when you have multiple people there, it can be kind of confusing. Well, how the hell do I figure that out, man? I got four people here. Which one? A lot of the time, I'll just to narrow down the thinking a little bit, what I'll do is I'll think of, okay, who's my main contact? Who's running point for them on this? Who's the person that I set the initial meeting with and has allowed access to the people here today? And then I centered around that person. So that's one way of thinking. So I think up, someone who's going to be higher in the organization. Lower, someone who is going to be lower, right, from that person who is our main contact. And then across, which means someone who's at the peer level. So let me give you an example of something. All right, let's talk about my business because I had better understand my business. I've owned Castain Training Systems now almost 10 and a half years. So there's going to be a problem if I don't understand how things are done here, especially with my name on the door. So let's say that I'm setting up an appointment, and typically, you know, I speak to people at all different levels. So let's just say that I'm doing one of my calls or, you know, something, one of my lead generation activities, and I'm in a conversation now, and I'm having a meeting with a vice president of sales, okay? That's someone high up the organization, but there are people higher, there are people across, and there are people lower. So the way that my thinking would go, if I'm talking to a vice president of sales, I'm thinking about, okay, when I'm going to make that suggestion of people who should be there, perhaps an executive vice president of sales or even perhaps a chief revenue officer. Those are people that are going to be higher in the organizational chart, higher in the food chain, if you will. Okay, so that's up. Now, if we want to think about like down, it's going to be some of their sales reps. Remember, this is a vice president of sales. So that could be one way that I could go, right? I could, you know, go down, or I could go down and say, you know, perhaps some of your regional sales managers. Now, for the across part, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, or perhaps other regional vice presidents of sales, right? But it's not just within the sales category that I'm going. I might say, or perhaps some, you know, maybe the VP, you know, of operations should join us, because sometimes that's linked. It's not my favorite thing to do, but sometimes, again, it depends on the deal and the complexity and the nuances. I might suggest that perhaps, you know, the vice president of HR joins us. But so I think up, I think down, I think of across. So part two, and then I'm going to put everything together. I might say something like this, perhaps, and it always begins with perhaps, because you're suggesting and you're doing it in a soft, collaborative way, not in a, hey, I'm grabbing control, you had better do this shit, or, you know, I'm opening up a can of whoop ass, I'll cut you bastards, right? No, you don't want to do that. So we're going to start with something like, perhaps the executive vice president of sales. That's up. Perhaps some of you, and I'm not going to say perhaps every time, I'm just kind of giving you kind of like what's going on in this crazy brain of mine. So perhaps some of the executive vice president of sales, some of your sales reps, that's down. Other VPs of sales, that's across. So putting it all together, it would sound something like this. Who else besides yourselves should join us next time? Perhaps the executive vice president of sales, some of your sales reps, maybe some other VPs of sales should join us, right? And that's it, folks. I mean, seriously, it is that simple. Now, if you do this, it's going to help you on many levels, because we really want the stakeholders in the meetings, right? Duh. We want the right people in the meeting. And the right people aren't just the highest level of decision maker. We want the people in the trenches, because they're the ones, whether it be in the meeting or offline, that are going to say, hey, listen, yeah, we really need this thing that Paul's offering. Yeah, you have no idea, but these things Paul was talking about, we get our ass kicked on this stuff every single day, and it seems like he's got a good take on it. Right? So they can offer things that this person at the 30,000 foot view might not catch. But then again, we need the 30,000 foot view too. Because, and you know, that person at that high level, because they can remove internal politics. They can get people to get their shit together and get stuff done so that you can move this deal forward. And certainly, they can sign a check. They can sign a PO, a contract. So we need them for that. But the other thing too, when we're doing this, is that we keep this, hopefully, from becoming something where, don't you hate those situations where you weren't granted access and now they're going to take it and sell it on your behalf? That's real. They're not good at selling. Otherwise, they would be in sales. So your highest probability of making the sale is to get the people there, and they're feeling, and you know what's funny too? Did you ever notice that when you're having the meeting, and you're having the right meeting, people are emotionally charged and they're excited and they're passionate and everything. But that seems to diminish with every second you're outside of that meeting. You know, you end the meeting, okay, everybody take care or whatever. It's almost like the minute they hang up, the minute, you know, they disconnect from the Zoom meeting or the team meetings, if they have a million other things pulling at their attention. So they're not going to have that same level of excitement the further you go down the line. And therefore, I now have to go and sell that to somebody else internally. They're not going to have your passion. They're not going to experience the energy of the quote unquote room when everybody else is getting excited and passionate and piggybacking off of each other's ideas in this collaborative environment that we've established. So that's it, folks. It's a real simple way for you to keep control. Now, I want to tell you, this is actually one of two really important questions that you should ask at the end of the meeting. Now, if you like this one, the second question is the one that could absolutely make a tremendous difference for you if you start asking it. It's not difficult, but you absolutely have to do it. And it ensures that you get everyone involved in the meeting and you hear them out. And I'm obviously not sharing it now, but I'm going to be sharing it in our upcoming webinar that I mentioned before. And the name of the webinar is called How to Rock Your Virtual Meetings and Your Demos, and it's coming up on August 12th. If you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to avoid this whole procrastination shit, you know, you're listening to this podcast, you like the idea that, oh, wow, Castain has never had something on this topic. I have a ton of virtual meetings right now. I'd like to stand out. I'd like to stand out in my demos. And you'd like to avoid that whole, oh, shit, I forgot to do it thing, and now you move on to other things. I would highly recommend that you visit right now, right this second, pull the car over if you're in the car, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthemeeting, all one word, all lowercase letters, yoursalesplaybook.com/rockthemeeting. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.